Hi Ram children, how are you all doing? It's delightful to be with all of you once again. But guess who is missing out? Well, no points for guessing. The only other person who is usually with all of us is Ganesh, and he is unable to join us today. But no worries, the program is going to be as interesting as always. And as always, we will listen to some important information about our own body and health from the doctor, an interesting story, and an even more interesting guest. Yes, a child guest once again. But before all that, children, tomorrow is a very significant day in Puttaparthi. It was the day our dear, dear Sai Geeta left all of us and merged with Swami. Oh, you don't know who Sai Geeta? She's Swami's pet. You don't know what animal she is? I think most of you do know, but if you don't, then let it be a surprise, because you will come to know of it during the story time. But children, it was a very sad day for all of us when in 2007, on 22nd May, she passed away. Because she was not only Swami's pet, but she was like a dear friend to all of us. Well, children, I don't want to make you all feel sad by talking about death. You know, at Children's Hour, we're always excited. We're talking about very interesting things. Definitely, we don't want to talk about anything which is going to make this program boring to all of you. But just think about it, children. Have you ever had a pet dog or cat and it died? Oh, you would have been very, very sad, isn't it? It is very painful indeed, children. But your dog or your cat will be right before you. It will be lying there as if it is just sleeping, and people will come and tell you that it is dead. It is not going to wake up ever again. But it is there. It has ears, it has eyes, it has legs, the head. All of it is there right in front of you. But if you observe closely, children, you will notice that it has stopped breathing. So do you see, children? Breathing is such an important activity the human body, or any body for that matter, does. That simple act of drawing some air inside through our nose and breathing it out again through our nose, of course you can do it through your mouth too, almost makes the difference between life and death. And this breathing is so constant that you don't even have to remember to do it. You breathe in and out even while asleep. But what happens to the air that goes inside? You have such a huge body, but where does that air go? Oh, it would be so interesting to know about all these, isn't it? So what are we waiting for? Shall we listen to Dr. Lata Shree? Because that's exactly what she's going to tell us all today. So over now to the doctor, who's going to talk to us about this simple act, but most important act of breathing.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, can you all guess what we all do throughout the day, every single moment of the day, no matter where we are and what we are doing? If you have guessed it right, children, it is breathing. We breathe in and breathe out about 22,000 times a day without even we being aware of it. Breathing in is called inhalation, and breathing out air is called exhalation. And this whole process which keeps us alive is called respiration. Respiration in the body is carried out by a set of highly specialized organs. The respiratory system starts with the nose. The nose, as you have already learnt, will pass the air into the windpipe or the trachea. The nose also filters the air, humidifies it, makes it warm and moist. The trachea conducts the air further down. The trachea divides into two big tubes called the bronchi. The right bronchus leads to the right lung and the left one to the left lung. The bronchi then further divide into smaller and smaller branches called the bronchioles. The lungs are the most important organs of the respiratory system. The lungs are two in number and the left lung is smaller than the right lung and the lungs are located within the chest. The bronchioles, which are the smaller branches of bronchi, end in grape-like structures called the alveoli, which are nothing but air-filled sacs. The two delicate lungs, which are spongy in structure, are protected by 12 sets of ribs, which together form the rib cage, which is a very strong bony structure. Just below the lungs, there is a dome-like structure called diaphragm, which moves up and down, allowing the lungs to expand and contract. Every time we inhale or breathe in, the diaphragm contracts and flattens out, and giving the lungs more room to expand so that they can easily fill themselves with the air that we breathe in. In addition to this, the muscles attached to the ribs also lift up the ribs, giving room for lung expansion. We can all feel this movement by keeping our hands on the chest and then take a deep breath and breathe out. We can feel these movements and expansion. So the air that is rich in oxygen reaches the last structures in the lungs, that is the alveoli. These grape-like structures are 6 million in number and these are the ones that allow the oxygen to enter into the blood and exchange it for carbon dioxide. So the air with waste and carbon dioxide is now breathed out. This happens by the movement of the diaphragm. The diaphragm now relaxes and the lungs at once push the air out and the air is expelled through the nostrils. The respiratory system, in addition to helping us breathe, also carries out another important function, that is talking. There is a small structure called the voice box or the larynx just above the windpipe. The larynx has two small ridges called the vocal cords, and when the air enters between these ridges, they move and vibrate and produce various kinds of sounds. This is how we speak, we scream, we shout and we giggle. So children, don't you all think that we must take good care of the respiratory system, especially the lungs, which play such a vital function in our body? Do you all know which is the most important culprit that damages the lungs? It is smoking. Even passive smoking is very bad for our lungs. So we should never be in the vicinity of those who smoke, because even through this passive smoking, the toxins present in the cigarette smoke reach the lungs and they damage the lungs. And cigarette smoking damages the lungs to such an extent that the healthy lung cells are replaced by cancer cells, and one can even get cancer of the lungs, which is a very dreadful disease. In order to keep the lungs pink and healthy, the most important thing that we can do is doing breathing exercises regularly. Regular practice of pranayama, especially the most easiest one, anuloma viloma pranayama or alternate nostril breathing, is very good for the health of our lungs. Even pulmonologists say that Kapalabhati is known to strengthen the diaphragm, which is very essential for breathing movements and lung expansion. And certain yogasanas are also very helpful. Or even taking a brisk walk early morning and breathing in fresh air is very good for the lungs. You must learn pranayama and yogasanas from a qualified, well-trained yoga guru and then practice at home regularly in order to keep your respiratory system healthy. Air pollution due to smoke from industries and automobiles contributes to increase in respiratory ailments. And one way to counter this is by planting trees. Trees remove the gaseous air pollutants and improve the quality of air that we breathe in. So children, from a very young age, you must develop the hobby of maintaining a garden at home and tending to the plants regularly with love. And even having a good number of potted plants will also help. And when you take care of them, you will have fresh and clean air to breathe in so that you can keep your respiratory system, especially the lungs, in a healthy condition. This is all for the day. Jai Sai Ram.
Did you enjoy and learn from that talk, children? So do you realize how important it is to have clean air around you to live happily? But children, you will all know that if you live in a city, how much smoke is there in all our roads, isn't it? Thanks to all the vehicles that keep going up and down our busy roads. And we are forced to breathe that smoke. Is there anything we can do about it? As little children, nothing much maybe, but you can try to inculcate the habit of trying to walk more. Instead of going by cars and two-wheelers, try to walk whenever the distance you want to traverse is very short. Or you could even try using a bicycle. Well, that would be fun too. Remember this now and even when you grow up, kids, because when you walk or cycle, on one hand you can exercise, and on the other hand, you can have the satisfaction that at least a little less smoke is going into the air. There is nothing like breathing the fresh air with trees around, fresh breeze that carries the fragrance of flowers and a beautiful river flowing by. Imagine children, people like us who are used to living in cities that are filled with people feel so happy when we are on the lap of Mother Nature, isn't it? What then do we tell about the wild animals? Wouldn't they feel miserable being confined in cages in zoos? Living among so many humans and not being able to roam freely in nature? Of course, yes, children, it would be very, very difficult for them. And do you know, there was one person who loved wild animals so much that he could not bear to see them being caged up like this. You know what he did? Aha! I won't tell you that. Because that is what Sumana Madam is going to tell us all about. And it is a very interesting true life story, children. But listen carefully. It is just not about animals. It is about something even more important for all of us.
Sai Ram, children, we communicate in different ways to people. But do you think words alone can communicate? Or you must be thinking it's the best way of communication. But there is a language greater than all these languages spoken by us. It is such a magical language that even animals without wisdom can understand. It's the language of love. It is beyond all barriers. Let me now tell you kids an incredible story about an incredible man. His name was Lawrence Anthony. But he had another name too, the Elephant Whisperer. Lawrence was born in Johannesburg, South Africa in 1950 and grew up loving the nature. This person, Anthony, loved animals. So obviously, he wanted to protect the wild animals from being poached or killed. So in the mid-1990s, Anthony bought one of South Africa's largest private game reserves of about 5,000 acres of forest land called Tula Tula in Zululand. What is a game reserve? They are huge areas of land set aside for the conservation or protection of wild animals in their natural habitats, so they don't miss their homes. Zoo is not the natural home of animals. One day, Anthony gets a call from someone to rescue a herd of troublesome rogue elephants. This elephant group is so troublesome, destroying houses and trampling on people because they hated men. But why should these elephants hate men? Maybe some bad men must have killed their elephant relatives for obtaining their tusks and ivory. So this herd of angry elephants was now fated to be shot dead. That was when Anthony Lawrence came into the picture. He was the last resort. And if he refused to take the elephants, they would all be shot dead. So he accepted these angry, rowdy elephants into his Tula Tula reserve. Anthony, with love, named the matriarch of the herd Nana. Do you know, children, a matriarch is a leader of an elephant family, and it is usually the oldest female elephant in that herd. But this Nana, the matriarch, was an escape expert. And in that first night itself, she worked out a plan of how to break through the electric fences bordering the Tula Tula reserve. Electric fences are made to prevent these wild animals from escaping. But here, the rowdy elephants were so strong and intelligent that two females worked together to bring down a tree over the fence that carried 8,000 volts of current. But the fence still had current. So they somehow found the current generator and trampled it like a tin can. Now with all clear, these rogues escaped from Anthony's reserve. Luckily, they were found soon and brought back to Tula Tula. Again, that night, Anthony awoke to see the elephants facing the fence. And Nana was ready, planning again to tear down and make another escape effort. But this Anthony was desperate to save these huge unruly giants at any cost. So he stood right in front of this violent wild female elephant and spoke in a soft, loving tone. "Don't do it, Nana. Please don't do it, girl. People will kill you all if you break out. This is your home and you have no need to run away. Stay here." He spoke as calmly as possible. As he continued talking to her, the rest of the herd froze and Nana stared at him. She took another step forward and Anthony was directly in her path. And he could see her tense up again, ready to trample over him and maybe get the fence down. Just imagine, a herd of huge angry elephants versus a single man. But then something happened. In a flash, there was some spark of recognition, and Nana changed her mind of escaping and quietly melted into the bush, the rest of the herd following. She had understood the words of love and concern in Anthony. He was their friend. Slowly over a period of weeks, he managed to make Nana understand that their new home could be a place of comfort and peace. So much the elephants grew to respect this man that when Anthony died in 2012, these wild giants he had once rescued and cared for marched to his house out of nowhere. It must have taken them 12 hours to make the journey. But 31 elephants trudged miles to say a final goodbye to their human friend who had saved their lives. They stayed there for 2 days, lingering quietly around their late friend's home without eating. But the mystery remains. How did they know that Anthony had died? They had never received any email or SMS. Who would have informed these giants? These elephants had sensed Anthony's passing away. They moved in almost a funereal procession to pay their last respects to their beloved friend. Strange is the language of love. Children, love speaks louder and deeper straight through the heart than any language that even wild animals understand. Did you know that our beloved Swami also had an extraordinary elephant devotee? Her name was Sai Geeta. Swami adopted her when she was just a few days old. Decades ago, in the 1960s, when Swami was returning from Mysore to Vrindavan in Bangalore, there was a Keda operation going on in the nearby Madhumalai forest. In this Keda operation, wild elephants were trapped in huge deep pits covered superficially with grass. And loud sounds were made by men shouting and beating the drums to scare them into the traps. These poor animals came in herds and many of them fell inside and died. But only one survived. A cute baby elephant, just a few days old. Now she was an orphan, utterly helpless. The moment Swami came to know of her, he immediately accepted her. But this baby girl, who was named Sai Geeta, was no ordinary elephant. Her love and devotion for Swami was amazing. Swami put her in the car, and being just a few days old and just 2 feet tall, she easily fit in the back seat of the car. Then Swami applied honey to his finger and put it in her mouth, and she went on sucking in the honey. Later, Swami fed her milk through a feeding bottle, and from then on, she forgot about her mother. She was now Swami's special child. And she used to follow Swami everywhere, be it into the kitchen, dining hall, bhajan hall, living room, or even the bathroom. She grew up completely under this divine mother's care. Sai Geeta wanted to be every moment with Swami. When Sai Geeta had grown, she went for her regular walks in the evening with her caretaker. Once, when she went for her walk to the university stadium at Puttaparthi, her permanent home, few students were busy on the basketball court. This naughty Sai Geeta went near them quietly, grabbed the ball and threw it into the basket. Wow! No one had taught her the basketball game, but she had scored a point. Next, she caught hold of the ball again and passed it to the nearest player. And the game began. It ended up with Sai Geeta scoring and grabbing the ball. Now the ball was again in her possession. She motioned as if she was about to toss the ball into the basket, but instead of throwing it into the basket net, she hid it in her armpit, between her foreleg and her body, and started walking around as if pretending to look for the ball. She was so mischievous and amusing. Everyone had a good laugh. And after a few rounds, she placed the ball down and gave it a nice kick. And then the game of football began. The giant that she was, Saigita was constantly aware of her strength and was very careful when she moved her body or tossed the ball. She made the boys run for the ball but never kicked or threw the ball directly at them. She never hurt anyone. Saigita lived in a high-roofed enclosure right in front of the senior boys' hostel. There is a main road in between the two. Saigita's ears were ever alert to hear the siren which announced that Swami was going out in the car. The moment she heard the siren, she would rush out to the road excitedly to have Swami's darshan and salute her Lord. One day, hearing the sound of the siren, she rushed towards the gate, and had it not been for her caretaker, she would have crushed it. She seemed very excited that day, making it difficult for her caretaker to hold her in check. Then, as Swami's car approached, Saigita moved forward. But that day, she didn't raise her trunk in salutations. Instead, she put her stocky trunk heavily on the bonnet of the car and refused to budge. Her ears were flapping at an alarming rate and she seemed disturbed. This was a very strange behavior. The glass beside Swami slid down and before anyone could crowd around, she quietly slid her trunk off the car bonnet and into the window and gently touched Swami's cheek and hair. It was such a delicate, charming and sweet sight. Something transpired between the two. Then she slowly withdrew her trunk from the window of the car. Next, Swami stepped out of the car and immediately she stopped flapping her ears. She moved back as Swami stepped towards her. Her trunk caressed his feet. Then a conversation began between Swami and his Saigita, which no one was able to understand. Swami spoke to her softly, patting her trunk. "Come on, Saigita, I have to go." But Saigita protested, and next moment her trunk rose to lie on the bonnet again. It was a very loud protest. "No!" Where was Swami going and why was Saigita not allowing? Everyone around was wondering. "I want to go, Saigita. Come on, move," said Swami, reaching up to stroke her cheek. But her reply was only the tears that rolled down. Saigita was crying. Swami looked up at her and nodded understandingly. Then Swami said, okay, I will not go." Saigita stood motionless with her head bowed, listening to her master. "Go back to your shed," Swami said, patting her. She shook her head gently and it was again a big no. Then Swami asked, "Will you go back to your shed if I return to the ashram?" Then Saigita stepped back a fraction, but only a fraction. But her trunk still lay on the bonnet of the car. Okay, I will not go. I will go back to the ashram. Are you happy?" he asked her. Saigita trembled with joy and replied yes in her own language, which only Swami understood. "Good girl," Swami said. Swami wiped her tears and looking at the boys who had surrounded them, he revealed, "Actually, I had planned to go away to Vrindavan today." Dumbstruck, the boys just stared at him. Swami was going away to Bangalore? And no one knew. No message, no hint. And Swami continued, I wanted to go quietly. I had not told anyone about my plan. But look at her. Sahita knew it. She sensed it. Sahita had somehow figured out that Swami was leaving, and in her own way, she was able to stop him. Swami was overpowered by Sahita's love for him. So Swami changed his plan and returned to Prashantinilayam. What more could be the live example of response of love? Sahita had enormous love and devotion for Swami, and she still remains live in all our hearts today. She merged in her Lord on 22nd May 2007, and hundreds of devotees filed up to pay their last respects to this dear devotee of Swami. Children, love is the most powerful language, but you cannot speak it, only experience it. It can change anyone. And now, after this beautiful story, it is a loving Sai Ram from me.
Satya Sai Bhagavanuni Muddu Bittavamma. Satya Sai Bhagavanuni Muddu Bittavamma. Ee Nirmala Bhakti Ki Saati Leramma. Ee Nirmala Bhakti Ki Saati Leramma. Sai Neetamma. Satya Sai Bhagavanuni Muddu Bittavamma. అడవిలో పుట్టావు అమ్మను కోల్పోయావు. అడవిలో పుట్టావు అమ్మను కోల్పోయావు. అమ్మా అమ్మా అంటూ ఎలుగెత్తి పిలిచావు. గుండె కరిగి పట్టి సాయి అడిగి చేర్చుకున్నాడు. కన్న బిడ్డలా సాకి తల్లి ప్రేమ పంచాడు. సత్య సాయి భగవానుని ముద్దు బిడ్డ యుగాన హరిగాచిన గజరాజువుని. శ్రీకాళహస్తిలోన శివుని భక్తురాలివో. ఏ పూర్వ పుణ్యమో స్వామి దరికి చేరావు. ఏ జన్మ బంధమో స్వామి మనసు దోచావు. సత్య సాయి భగవానుని ముద్దు పెట్టావు.
So now you know, children, Sai Geeta was Swami's pet elephant. And did you hear how she could communicate to Swami even though she could not speak human language? Children, we all go to school. I mean, you all go to school. I am too old to go to school now, but I too have been to school. One important thing we all learn is the art of communicating through a language, isn't it? We learn how to speak with proper grammar, how to write an essay well, how to write letters and such. We give a lot of importance to these languages, which can be useful only within humans, isn't it? But this language of love is universal. Animals, birds, and even plants can understand it. And even other humans who might not have otherwise understood your language can understand this language of love. Who knows, children? Let's say one day you bump into an alien from outer space. Will the alien understand your English, Hindi, Telugu, French or German? But I am sure even the alien will understand the language of love. But how does one learn this language of love? That's an interesting question, isn't it? How about you children trying to answer that question for me? You tell me, children, how does one learn the language of love? Do you have an answer? Then write your answer to us. Mail it to me at listener@radiosai.org. Okay? Fine. I will wait for your answer because I really want to learn the language of love. And let me learn it from all of you. Shall we move on to the next program, children? Today I'm going to play for you an interview with a very special child friend. He is a very good singer and he became famous for his performance on TV in a famous program called India's Got Talent. Shall we listen to him speak and sing for us? Well, but before I play that conversation, let me tell you one thing, children. Many of the questions and answers of this conversation are in Hindi, but don't worry, most of them are also being translated by the person who is interviewing. So shall we listen to this conversation with our little friend? His name is Deepraj.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Sai Ram, dear listeners, it's a great pleasure that today we have a star with us, a young budding star, rising star, should I say, in the studio. His name is Master Deepraj Rai. Deepraj Rai is 12 years old and he sang mellifluously on December the 28th, 2012 in the Sai Kulwant Hall. And his singing left the audience, the listeners, mesmerized because there was so much of perfection in his voice and feeling and depth and emotion. And in some ways, Deepraj Rai is a national celebrity and an international celebrity now. He is the mascot for the Sai family because he represented all of us so beautifully at a contest called India's Got Talent, which was televised all over India and around the world. And in the first round, in that, when he got selected, he sang a beautiful Prashanti Nilayam bhajan, Sri Raghavam. So I'd like to take a moment and welcome Deepraj Rai to Radio Sai. Sai Ram Deepraj, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you.
दीपराज, कल शाम को आपने साई कुलवंत हॉल में इतना अच्छा भजन गाया, कैसा लग रहा था आपको महासमाधि के आगे भजन गाते हुए?
ये मेरा एक सपना था जो स्वामी के आगे गाने का, वो मुझे कल महसूस हुआ और मुझे कल इतना अच्छा लगा कि मैं कुछ बोल नहीं सकता, बस स्पीचलेस।
बट यू वर नॉट सॉन्गलेस, आपने गाना तो बहुत अच्छा गाया। हमारे रेडियो साई के लिसनर्स को बताइए आपने कौन कौन से गाने कल गाए।
मैंने कल केसरिया बालम गाया था, श्री रघुनंदन गाया था और साई के दरबार में गाया था।
अच्छा, श्री रघुनंदन का थोड़ा सा आलाप सुना के बताइए, क्योंकि ये वही गाना है जिसको आपने पहली दफा इंडियाज गॉट टैलेंट में गाया और वहाँ जो तीन जजेस थे उन लोगों को इतना पसंद आया कि वो आपकी तारीफ करके नहीं थक रहे थे, थोड़ा सा सुनाएंगे आप?
जी बिल्कुल,
गाइए।
श्री राघवम दशरथात्मज अप्रमेयम् सीतापतिम् रघुकुलात्म रत्नदीपम् आजानुबाहम् अरविन्द दडायताक्षम् रामम् निसाचर विनाशकरम् नमामि नमामि नमामि। थैंक यू।
वेरी नाइस, वेरी सोलफुल। Dear listeners, we are talking to Deepraj Rai, a 12-year-old singer from Gangtok, Sikkim. और मैं आपको ये भी बताना चाहती हूँ कि दीपराज राय ने इंडियाज गॉट टैलेंट में सबसे पहले यही गाना गाया था इस आलाप के साथ और इसके बाद भजन गाया था। तो आप बताइए, आपने ये गाना क्यों चुना? Was there a reason that you decided to pick this particular भजन to sing at इंडियाज गॉट टैलेंट?
मेरा जो एक सपना था और आपको मैंने पहले ही बताया और मैं स्वामी का बहुत बड़ा भक्त हूँ।
अच्छा, मैं आप 12 साल के हो, आप बहुत बड़े भक्त हो, छोटे से हो।
और मैं स्वामी को बहुत मानता हूँ क्योंकि मेरे ऐसे भी जो मोमेंट्स थे जब स्वामी ने मुझे हेल्प किया।
अच्छा,
और मुझे इसीलिए मुझे एक सोच आया कि मैं स्वामी का भजन फर्स्ट में गाऊं।
अच्छा, आप मुझे बताइए, आप कह रहे हो आप बाबा के इतने बड़े भक्त हो, स्वामी ने आपको बहुत समय मदद की, आपकी सहायता की, क्या हुआ था?
जब भी मैं कभी गा रहा था तो बहुत मेरे गले पे थोड़ा सा बैठ गया था, तभी मैंने स्वामी को प्रे किया, स्वामी प्लीज सिंग थ्रू मी, और उन्होंने मुझको बहुत हेल्प किया।
अच्छा, प्रायर टू योर ज्वाइनिंग दैट कॉम्पिटिशन, हाउ डिड यू डिवेलप सच फेथ इन स्वामी? डिड समथिंग हैपन दैट टोल्ड यू दैट यू नो यू रियली कुड डिपेंड ऑन स्वामी फॉर हेल्प एंड यू वॉन्टेड टू पिक हिज भजन फॉर द फर्स्ट राउंड?
या इट वॉज माई स्कूल, मेरे स्कूल
साई गुरु को,
जी जो साई गुरु के लिए मेरे सब भजन से जो रोज हमारे स्कूल में भजन होता है तो मेरे स्कूल से भी मुझको बहुत प्रेरणा मिलता है, तो मेरा फर्स्ट क्रेडिट मेरे स्कूल को जाता है।
अच्छा, आपको वहाँ गाना कौन सिखाता है? सो दीप राज इज टेलिंग अस दैट द क्रेडिट फॉर हिज टैलेंट फर्स्ट गोज टू हिज स्कूल विच इज द साई गुरुकुल इन गैंगटॉक सिक्किम। सो हु टीचेस यू म्यूजिक देयर?
Our school only teaches me.
You have a music sir or a music ma'am?
Yeah.
What's his or her name?
Geeta Sharma. And no, but all our teachers, they all teaches us
singing
bhajan, but they are the men who teaches us.
Very nice. So have you been a Bal Vikas student? Aapne Bal Vikas attend kiya bachpan se?
Ji.
Maza aata hai Bal Vikas mein?
Ji.
You enjoy it a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. दीपराज, आप हमें बताइए, आपने कौन कौन से जो भी गाने गाए कैसे चुने? आपने एक बहुत अच्छा गाना गाया था मूवी का, आस पास है खुदा, वो थर्ड राउंड में आपने इंडियाज गॉट टैलेंट में गाया था।
जी।
आपने किस बेसिस पे केसरिया बालमवा या मितवा किस बेस पे चुना थे गाने?
एक्चुअली आई एम नॉट अ ट्रेंड सिंगर सो मुझे पता नहीं है।
अच्छा, तो किसने, पापा ने डिसाइड किया?
नहीं, हमारे उधर टीचर होते हैं म्यूजिक टीचर, सो उन्होंने सजेस्ट किया कि ये गाओ।
अच्छा, इंडियाज गॉट टैलेंट में म्यूजिक टीचर थे। ओके, सो वी जस्ट हर्ड फ्रॉम दीपराज दैट द चॉइस ऑफ सॉन्ग्स दैट ही पुट टुगेदर फॉर सब्सिक्वेंट टू हिज फर्स्ट भजन सिंगिंग वर सॉर्ट ऑफ सजेस्टेड बाय द म्यूजिक टीचर एट इंडियाज गॉट टैलेंट। और आपने कल वही गाने यहां भी गाए थे?
नहीं,
यहां कौन कौन से गाने?
केसरिया बालम,
वो थोड़ा सा एक लाइन सुनाएंगे?
पधारो धारो मारे देश केसरिया बालम आवोनी पधारो मारे देश पधारो मारे देश रे केसरिया बालम आवोनी पधारो मारे देश। थैंक यू,
बहुत अच्छा गाया। आप जब ये गाना गाते हो तो आपके दिमाग में क्या चल रहा होता है? बस मेरी आवाज ठीक निकली या कुछ और भी?
जी,
आवाज पे कॉन्सेंट्रेट करते हैं। ओके, क्योंकि केसरिया तो वो रंग है जो भगवान बाबा भी पहनते थे ना, ऑरेंज, आप समझते हो ना। हम सबके लिए तो ऐसा लगा भगवान को बुला रहे हो। सो टेल मी, व्हाट वाज द डिफरेंस, हाउ डिड यू फील डिफरेंट व्हेन यू सैंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ द महासमाधि एज कम्पेयर टू व्हेन यू सैंग फॉर द जजेस एट इंडियाज गॉट टैलेंट?
मुझे अपने भक्ति अपना भक्ति और स्वामी को बहुत मानता हूँ, क्योंकि स्वामी के आगे गाना, एक भगवान के आगे गाना भक्त के लिए इससे बड़ा ऑफर कुछ हो नहीं सकता। तो उधर भी बहुत अच्छा लगा, पर इधर स्वामी के पास, इतने पास जाके गाया तो मुझे बहुत आनंद आया।
बहुत आनंद आया महासमाधि के आगे।
जी
हाँ, अगर बाबा वहाँ बैठे होते मान लो,
महासमाधि से पहले आपने गाया होता है, वहां बाबा कुर्सी पे बैठे होते हैं, वो आपको एकदम सामने बुलाते हैं और कहते हैं मांगो, क्या चाहते हो, क्या बोलते हैं आप, क्या मांगते हैं आप?
मैं तो स्वामी को ही मांगता हूं.
What would you say exactly to him? Just for the sake of our listeners, I asked Deepraj if Baba was sitting in the chair right there and he called him up and after his performance and asked him, what do you want? And he says he would ask for Swami, but exactly what would you say?
Swami, I just wanted you in my every field, in my every life.
Mm-hmm. Why do you love him so much?
Because he is my spiritual inspiration.
Oh, he is your spiritual inspiration.
Main jab bhi gana gaata hu, main unko hi yaad karke gaata hu. कोई भी सॉन्ग हो, कोई भी भजन हो, मैं बस उनको याद करके गाता हूँ.
अच्छा, एक बात बताइए, जब आपको मैंने पहली बार टीवी पे गाते हुए देखा, मैंने नोटिस किया आपने बाबा जी का ब्रोच लगाया था आपके कोट पे, और कैमरा मैन ने एकदम से जूम इन किया और बाबा की, हम सबको स्वामी का दर्शन आपके कोट पे मिल गया. वो किसका आइडिया था? हु गेव यू द आइडिया टू वेयर अ सत्य साई बाबा ब्रोच ऑन योर लपेल ऑफ द जैकेट?
मैंने खुद ही वो पहना है, क्योंकि मैं जहां भी जाता हूं अपने ब्रोच और मेरे स्वामी को वहां ले जाता हूं. मैं ऐसा फील कर रहा था कि स्वामी मेरे साथ है और स्वामी मेरे भजन को सुन रहे हैं.
ब्यूटिफुल. सो इट वॉज योर डिसीजन बिकॉज यू वॉन्टेड टू फील हिज प्रेजेंस विद यू. दैट सो लवली टू नो फॉर अ यंग पर्सन लाइक यू टू हैव सो मच फेथ एंड कॉन्फिडेंस. डिड एनी ऑफ द जजेस आस्क यू अबाउट द ब्रोच?
किरण मैम, शी जस्ट आस्क्ड वो क्यों आपने पहना है. सो मैंने कहा कि ही इज माई स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन एज ही इज माई गॉड ऑल्सो, सो आई वेयर दिस.
And what did she say?
उन्होंने बोला ये ब्रोच सत्य साई बाबा का है. तो मैंने बोला जी आपने ये क्यों पहना है, वो बोल रही थी. तो मैंने बोला क्योंकि ये मेरे भगवान इज माई गॉड एंड इज माई स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन.
नाइस. ओके. एंड डिड एनीबडी आस्क यू वेयर दैट भजन वॉज फ्रॉम? डिड एनी ऑफ देम नो दिस वॉज फ्रॉम प्रशांति निलयन?
नो,
दैट डिडंट कम अप इन द कॉन्वर्सेशन. Okay. Deepraj, you're a 12-year-old suddenly in the spotlight. How does it feel? अचानक, अभी तक तो आप एक स्टूडेंट थे और अपने समिति में भजन गाते थे, अचानक आपको इतने लोग जानने लगे, अच्छा लगता है?
बहुत अच्छा लगता है. मैं जो हूँ इधर, जैसा भी हूँ, जिन हालत में हूँ, सब स्वामी ने किया है. ये स्वामी का कृपा है और मेरे स्कूल का भी बहुत बड़ा हाथ है और मेरे सिक्किम गवर्नमेंट का और उधर के सब जनता का, होल इंडिया का.
आप एकदम नेता की तरह बोल रहे हो आप. मगर बिफोर यू शॉट इन टू लाइमलाइट एंड पीपल गॉट टू नो यू, प्रायर टू दैट यू वर अ स्कूल स्टूडेंट, अ ग्रेड 7 स्टूडेंट, दैट यू स्टिल आर. व्हाट डू यू लाइक डूइंग व्हेन यू आर फ्री, व्हेन यू आर नॉट सिंगिंग एंड बीइंग अ स्टार ऑन टीवी? व्हाट इज इट यू लाइक डूइंग एट दैट टाइम?
I was just rehearsing and practicing.
Oh my god. Oh my god, you're so disciplined, you're practicing. So when you're not practicing, do you like sports?
Yeah, I like sport.
Which is your favorite?
Table tennis.
Table tennis? Oh, very good. And what's your favorite food?
So there is our special food there in Sikkim.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called momo.
Oh, momo?
Yeah.
वो हमारे पुट्टपर्ती में भी momos बहुत मिलते हैं.
There is special one.
Okay, आपको सिक्किम के momo दीपराज को सबसे ज्यादा पसंद है?
जी.
अच्छा, वेरी गुड. वैसे बाय द वे, आपको ये जान के बहुत खुशी होगी, हमारे पुट्टपर्ती में बहुत अच्छा मोमो मिलते हैं बहुत सारी जगहों से. और प्रधान सर से बात करते हुए पता चला कि आप इच्छुक हैं बाबा के स्कूल में पढ़ने के लिए.
जी, मेरा एक सपना है बाबा के स्कूल में पढ़ने का.
क्यों?
क्योंकि इधर सबको डिसिप्लिन में रखते हैं, तो इधर प्रैक्टिस भी करते हैं. तो मेरा जो गाना है मैं इसको और निखारना चाहता हूँ, क्योंकि जब भी कोई फिर से कॉम्पिटिशन होंगे तो मैं उसमें भी पार्टिसिपेट करूंगा, जैसे सारेगामापा, इंडियन आइडल.
जी,
इसे में बहुत जाने का इच्छा है फिर.
सो दीपराज इज फाउंड ऑफ द डिसिप्लिन इन द साई स्कूल, दैट्स वाई ही इज एस्पायरिंग टू गेट अ सीट इन बाबा स्कूल, राइट? बिकॉज यू एन्जॉय डिसिप्लिन. वेरी अनयूजल फॉर अ 12-year-old बॉय टू बी सो फॉन्ड ऑफ डिसिप्लिन, बट यू वॉन्ट टू होन योर म्यूजिकल टैलेंट. बट देन आपको अगर संगीत में इतनी रुचि है और अगर आप संगीत और स्वर को सजाना चाहते हैं, वो तो आप किसी म्यूजिक स्कूल में भी जाके कर सकते हैं, बाबा के स्कूल में क्यों पढ़ना चाहेंगे?
इन बाबा स्कूल, एवरीबडी इज गोइंग इन गुड पाथ, सो आई जस्ट ऑल्सो वॉन्टेड टू गो टू गुड पाथ. इफ नॉट हियर, सो आई कुडंट बी such discipline. So it's the miracle of Baba. So if I got chance in here in Sai Baba's school.
Okay, so have you been praying for admission now?
Yeah, I'm praying a lot.
Good. Sing and pray. Maybe it'll move Baba's heart more. He likes music. So, Deepraj, that's very nice to know that you're drawn to Swami's school because of the good path, the good teachings of Baba and the discipline here. That's excellent to know. Now, when you grow up, what is it you want to be?
I just wanted to be playback singer.
Oh.
If my Swami's with me, then he'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to be playback singer when I grew up.
Okay. So agar aap bade hoke ek playback singer banna chahte ho aur aap kehte ho ki agar baba aapke saath honge to aap ban sakte ho, aap mujhe ek baat batao. Kabhi baba ka darshan aapne kabhi kiya hai jab baba ki mahasamadhi se pehle?
Ji, before last year bhi hamara ek program tha bhakti samarpan.
Aap usme aaye the?
Ji, main uspe bhi aaya tha, swami ke paas se dekha to itna acha laga kyunki apne bhagwan ko dekhna it's पॉसिबल और वो सपने जैसा लग रहा था और उधर मैं रोया भी हूँ. सो
रोना क्यों, खुशी से आ गया?
जी, खुशी के आंसू. सो
आपने गाया था उस बार जब आप आए थे?
उस बार तो चांस नहीं मिला था.
अच्छा,
इसीलिए उधर बहुत थोड़ा बहुत दुख भी हुआ था. तो मैंने आज इस पुटपट्टी कुलवंत हॉल में गया तो मुझको एकदम से स्वामी आगे ही बैठे ऐसे मुझको महसूस हुआ.
अच्छा, बहुत ही अच्छा है. सो दिस वॉज इन द ईयर 2009 दैट यू हैड कम द लास्ट
2010
एंड दैट्स वेन यू सॉ स्वामी अप क्लोज एंड ही मूव्ड यू टू टीयर्स द जॉय ऑफ सीइंग हिम. यू वर 10 ईयर्स ओल्ड एट दैट टाइम एंड इट वॉज लाइक एक्शन रीप्ले यस्टरडे व्हेन यू सैंग फॉर हिम. ओके, आप हमारे श्रोताओं को बताइए, अगर आपके सामने इस वक्त साक्षात्कार भगवान इस कुर्सी पे बैठे होते जो कि हमारे स्टूडियो में है भगवान की, जहां हमें हमेशा उनकी प्रेजेंस फील होती है और वो आपकी ओर देख रहे होते हैं, आप उनके लिए कौन सा भजन गाते? सुना के बताइए.
मैं उनके लिए प्रशांति निलयम गाता क्योंकि वो इतने अच्छे, इतने पीस उन पर सो इतिहास आते हैं आप पर. सो आई जस्ट वांटेड टू सिंग प्रशांति निलयम.
गो अहेड एंड सिंग इट फॉर हिम, ही इज राइट हियर.
Prashanti Nilaya Nivasa Arj Suno Mere Sai Arj Suno Mere परम कृपालु अरज सुनो मेरे परम कृपालु अरज सुनो मेरे परम कृपालु परतीश्वर साई देवा परतीश्वर साई देवा अर्ज सुनो मेरे परम कृपालु सत्य सनातन अंतरयामी सत्य सनातन अंतरयामी सकल चराचर तुम हो स्वामी सकल चराचर तुम हो स्वामी जनन मरण से पार करो जन्म मरण से पार करो भव वंदन से उधार करो बाबा भव वंदन से उधार करो अर्ज सुनो मेरे परम कृपालु.
थैंक यू, दैट वॉज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. I would love for you to sing the song for our listeners which you sang on India's Got Talent. Tu na jaane aas paas hai khuda. Uska thoda sa line sunayenge.
Dhundla jaye jo manzil hai ek pal ko tu nazar jhuka. Jhuk jaye sar jahan wahi milta hai rab ka raast. तेरी किस्मत तू बदल दे रखी हिम्मत बस चल दे मेरे साथी तेरे कदमों के निशान तू न जाने आस पास है खुदा तू न जाने आस पास है खुदा तू न जाने आस पास है खुदा तू न जाने आस पास है खुदा
थैंक यू
So the words tu na jane aas paas hai khuda, it means you may not realize but God is always around you. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I feel. Yeah, in my every feel, just in competition, bhajans, jo bhi hota hai, main apne swami ko apne saamne ya apne baju pe aise feel karta hu kyunki he is everywhere. He is just leaving his physical form but he is everywhere.
Were you born this wise? बचपन से ही आपको ये बात मालूम थी इतना इतना ज्ञान लेके पैदा हुए थे आप
just,
या मम्मी पापा ने बताया या आपके टीचर्स ने बताया
इन स्कूल इन बाल विकास
बाल विकास से तो बहुत कुछ आपको मिला और साई स्कूल से ये सुन के तो मैं बहुत ही अच्छा लगा सो डियर लिसनर्स द स्टार ऑफ सिक्किम दीपराज राय इज हियर एंड नाउ ही हैज वन प्रेयर इन हिज हार्ट एंड दैट इज टू आस्क स्वामी फॉर एडमिशन इन हिज स्कूल राइट
यस
ग्रेड Going to grade 8?
Yes.
So do you pray every day?
Yeah, a lot.
Lot, huh? Well, we wish you very well and we hope your dream comes true. And you really not only remain a star of Sikkim, but also the star of the entire Sai world.
Thank you.
All of us are with you and our best wishes are with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on Radio Sai.
Thank you, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Wow, children, Deepraj is indeed a very good singer, isn't he? Let us all wish him all the best for his future. May he grow to be a beautiful singer who gives happiness to many, many people through his music. Oh my, look at the time, children. 1 hour just flew by spending it with you all. So I'd better get going now. I hope you enjoyed today's Children's Hour as much as I enjoyed spending it with you. Let's meet again next week at 7:30 p.m. as always. Till then, take care and have a lot of fun. Sai Ram, children.